Hello, everybody, and welcome to Playing Games with Strangers. I'm your DM tonight. My name is John, and we're on a new recording system. So, knock on wood, hopefully none of us get logged off tonight. With me this evening, I have my good special buddy, Dave.
Hey.
His good special buddy, JS.
Hey.
Everybody's good special buddy, Josiah.
Pew, 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 pew.
That's my, that was finger guns. That was,
and everybody's special buddy that is a girl, Celeste.
Hello.
And nobody's special buddy, Squid.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Hey, what's up?
That's wow. Me. Wow. Wow.
Hey, I'm going to go. I'm just going to leave.
I kid. But with that being said, and my own personal drama no longer spilling over into my announcements, do we have any Patreon stuff to talk about?
Yeah. Be a patron. It's cool.
Great. We have new stuff coming, which is to say you'll be able to watch us live again.
I don't know. This YouTube channel's working pretty well, so I don't know where we're streaming it to.
YouTube.
Who's YouTube?
It's a Playing Game with Strangers YouTube. It's our YouTube channel.
I forget that we have one.
Yeah. What's up? Hey, if you got a Gmail, you got a YouTube channel.
That's fair.
Welcome to YouTube, Celeste.
I've never been here.
Do we have any merch updates?
We don't, but I had a really good idea. I'm gonna spitball it. So I was thinking of making like an adult size onesie that just says "Babies First BBEG." Yes,
but can you make a onesie that is poo?
Yeah, like a poo onesie.
Yeah,
a poosie,
and have it be
babies. We'll make a onesie that has poo on it, and across it says, "I pooed my onesie."
Just honestly, I would normally be all for this, Dave, but just the idea of putting on an adult onesie right now makes me want to die of heat stroke. So sounds like the worst idea. No, I mean, heard.
I was gonna say something. I won't. All right. Don't actually there is kind of a merch update. We are considering going to a pre-order only merch setup just for the ability to have some better quality designs rather than going through something like Redbubble that we currently do right now. Some embroidered stuff. We want to give you guys better quality stuff than what a lot of these print on demand places can give you. So that's kind of an update.
And I personally think this is a good idea. I love my Ampersand shirt that I got, which was one of our first pieces of merch we ever had made. But it, like, the keeper is disappearing. And that, the irony isn't lost on me. However,
he has also left my shirt, but it's because I scratched him out.
Razor blade.
Yep. Get that off.
I'll have you know that being died so Callum could live. So there should be a little bit of appreciation here.
I appreciate the keeper.
He appreciates who he serves, who also died so that Callum could live. So there's my message for this evening.
With that being said, Josiah, I think it's your turn.
Okay.
Your turn.
Yeah. Hey, let's play the theme song. Let's do it. I don't know how loud this is going to be, so enjoy.
Cover your ears.
Playing games with strangers, you know there's no danger, so come on in, we're all friends, playing games with strangers.
Normally the part of the show when I would come on and tell you what happened last week, but I wasn't hearing. From what it sounds like, a lot of things went bad. stay tuned, I guess. I don't know. Hey.
I guess I'll do it because I had to catch Squidly up. Let me find my notes here real quick. That's a lot of... Did that all that stuff actually happen? Oh my
yes, grief. Yes, it did.
We recorded for 5 hours.
That's right. All right. So, in our last session over the last couple of episodes, Emran had a chit-chat with Rhoda, and after that conversation, Aileen put Emran back, her soul back into her body, and that was kind of scary. Aileen attempted to protect the Soul Stone from the assassin Mira, who showed up again and was trying to take the Soul Stone because she has this odd obsession with it that I can't quite figure out. Then Aileen cast Fascinate on Mira so that we could get more information from her and so that Mira would trust her. Wilder is very concerned about Alel's whereabouts and gives Mara the rundown of how important the Soul Stone and Rhoda are to Emran. We catch up on the fact that she is death once again. My notes are terrible. Orbog wants to be the aspect of taxes, but Wilder suggests the aspect of foot in mouth. Wilder has a sleep paralysis situation and gets visited by a voidless, shapeless, not shapeless, Leona. She reaches in his head, gets rid of some memories, and then they get brought back by Callum with some extra information. They all have a long rest. Aileen talks to Loki Tom Hiddleston. Keith sacrifices himself to bring Rhoda back, and Kai fought Zeos, got his legs torn off, and we had to bury the poor guy.
And everybody went to bed crying that night.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
I'll tell you what, man, that scene was not emotional for me when we did it, but listening to it again today to as I prepped, I hurt myself. So we're going to go ahead and pick up Emran. Your eyes start to flutter open, and the first thing you see is a fully embodied and living Rhoda hugging the woman you know to be the murderer of your siblings as she's weeping and saying thank you to this woman.
I'm just going to close my eyes again for a second and then open them up. Just see if it's still happening.
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
I don't mean to interrupt. Hi. Hello. It's me. You know.
Emran! Hello.
Oh.
Look. Emran's awake.
I put my face over.
Oh, hello.
I get uncomfortably close to Emran.
How are you feeling? Are you better?
Was I not good?
Oh, you weren't great.
No, you were not great.
Then I think I feel better. Yes.
Oh, good. Can I get you anything? I would like to
understand, yes, what's happening here. Why is...
As Pooh moves out of the way, the blonde-haired lady is not there anymore.
Hmm. A wise choice. A wise choice. Hi, how? How? I think that's my question.
How?
No. How? Keith. Rhoda. What?
Keith, Zach? Sacrificed himself to make this happen.
Oh, I see. I'm just gonna go hug Rhoda.
She embraces you, and as she's embracing you, she says, "I'm sorry. You were right."
You know what? I'm not gonna say anything, but I'm glad you're here.
She just embraces you tighter.
I'm going to hold her. Look around for any blonde people. That's it. I'm not letting her go. She's just going to be right here.
Well, this is very touching.
Is she gonna ride you like a horse?
She can walk on her own. That's okay. She's quite fine. She's better at it than I am, arguably.
Yep.
Especially with your busted wheelchair.
Yeah.
Thanks, Boo.
Get that fixed. I seem to remember that.
My bad.
But it's a bit foggy. Probably from the impact of I believe it was Poo slamming into me, maybe?
Throwing a stick of dynamite at you?
Oh, that's
two
right.
Bundles. Two bundles of dynamite.
That is,
two
I do, yes. Yes. I do remember this now. It was the blunt force trauma that kind of jogged my memory. Great. Yes. Okay. How long has it been since I, you know, wasn't standing?
It's hard to tell. What is time?
It's been... You're Callum asking raises the wrong his person. Hand. That's Callum's call.
Yes, Callum.
No, I'm just me. I am. Time.
You are time.
Yeah. That's it. That's just
what time is it? What time is it, Callum?
Now. It's right now.
And when was the last time that... How much time between... You know
I'd
what?
Say, this know, is too... Some. I'd say there's quite a bit.
The answer is some.
Yeah. Well, that's cleared
that
up.
Is all.
Okay. The world just blew up.
Did it?
Oh,
you mean the tentacle thing? Yeah, I was there for that.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, like, we have more important things to do than be silly.
Well, I was being dead serious. That's how time works. But yeah, it's fine.
Well, she was being dead.
Well, so. She wasn't dead. I think she was just unconscious for a little bit there, you know, on the ground.
Yeah.
She was not dead.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just briefly transferred her soul to a soul stone and then put it back.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of the world blowing up, we should probably be doing something about that, don't you think? Maybe.
Stopping it. Yeah. Nipping it in the bud. Well, we're going to nip them.
It's a little late for that, but I do agree with that. And also, I'd like to be, you know, me again, kind of.
Wait, you're not you?
Well, I'm kind of two people. You know, I think I'm not going into this again. It's a very confusing conversation for me to have.
Oh, right, that conversation. I just... Because yeah. You are Callum, right?
Yeah, I am me, but also, you know, Zeus has right. Some of me, and I want it back, so all that.
Right, we're going, well, yes. And, I think it's time. All right. Right, Wilder?
I mean, we might, do we need some things?
Probably.
Oh, yes. I was going to, Imran.
Yes.
Could I fix your wheelchair for you, your battle? How would I go about doing that?
Yes, well, I believe if you were to just ask me that question, I think my answer is probably not. But that's, you know, not any reflection on you
well,
as much as
I mean,
I'm just not
to
sure.
Say that it was my fault, and
oh,
I just
yes.
Want to fix what I did wrong.
Right. I think... that if I took some time, I could probably get it working well enough. I would throw out an arbitrary number of time at this point that I think I could do it in, but it would probably require me to roll something. So I don't know, a certain number of hours.
Two.
I mean, well,
yeah.
Is there anywhere we could get it fixed quickly?
I mean, I imagine probably wouldn't take me more than like a day. I don't know, Callum came in for a second just in... That answer.
Oh, so Callum's a mechanic now.
Yeah.
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 Apparently.
I would trust him with okay. My wheelchair.
Well, he has all the time in the world.
Yeah, that does seem to be the case. I think I can either get it fixed or we can find someone rather relatively quick. Well, I'm going to take that back. I don't know that we will be able to find anyone based on, you know.
Where we're at.
Yes, based on the everything.
That's probably
I don't know.
The tool set.
Yes.
This guy over here, that guy right there, he looks like he knows what he's up to.
That's a baby.
Yeah, I don't think...
He's a very hairy baby.
I well, think that's a dwarf baby.
Well,
oh. Well, dwarfs are good with...
That's a baby.
I mean, it's true.
That's a stereotype, you know? I think if we just go find some tools, I should be able to... You find tools,
right,
I
right, right, right. I'll go find some tools. I'll be back.
I don't know if he should go alone.
Yes.
Why are we splitting up?
No, I don't think that's a good idea. I know as soon as I said it that it was probably the wrong thing to say. With
I'm
such
already
passion.
Gone.
I'll go with him if you want. You know, keep an eye. And I'm really good with tools.
Anything to keep
know.
Callum away from Emrin.
Yeah, pretty much. Hey, I don't like her. I'm going to go. With Pooh. My best friend who didn't tell me that he really liked that girl. But it's fine. I'm over it.
You haven't been around for very long. For a while.
It's fine. I'm over it, you know.
Fine. Don't steal a wheelchair from some other person.
You know, that's an idea. Maybe one of the people that aren't here anymore had a wheelchair that we could just find.
I'll keep my eye out.
You know, I don't know. Maybe look for a house with like a ramp or something. It's usually a pretty good sign that there's some kind of mobility device involved in getting inside. This is why I'm allowed to come up with the big brain plays, you see. I'm always thinking of the easiest solution.
You are a very smart one.
Yep.
Okay. We're moving up. We're not just looting people, we're looting houses.
Well, first of all, my question for the two of you is where are you guys going?
Well, I think that shop district would be a good place to start, and I bet you one of the shops there will have tools.
Just going to go see if we can scavenge some tools from some of the shops around.
Okay,
maybe find a cart with appropriately sized
wheels. You guys going to get there?
My feet.
It's not like it's not too far away from us, is it? How long would it take us to?
Are we still underground?
Yeah,
we're just at the base of the stairs, though, right? That was when I was here. I guess I don't know where we are.
You guys are underneath Castle Manligar, which has been reduced to a mound of rubble on top of the entrance that you guys.
Oh yeah.
How'd Callum get in last time?
I went the long way, I think.
Okay, so maybe not that way.
But now. To remind you, there is an entrance to the tunnel network in the tower.
Yeah, I know how to get back there.
Give me a survival check.
I got it. I rolled an 18.
Okay.
And survival is plus 8, so.
Auntie's with me, so he can't get lost.
Yeah, so I know where I'm going.
A free gimme from D&D for the ranger.
All right, Callum?
Yeah.
This is the way that we need to go.
Right.
Through.
Could I go with you guys? I could probably use a couple more daggers if we're gonna be doing something.
I mean, if we're gonna be, you know, if we're making this, I'll get some more arrows. That'd be nice. Also, if we could find some more gems. I don't mean to sound picky. It's just that I'm at, you know, the point in my life where everything I want to do requires money. So adulthood sucks.
So you're a teenager.
Yeah, it's real. I know I look like I'm in my 40s now, but I'm just hitting that phase of life that things are expensive, you know, when you want to start casting stuff. So if we could find some of those and arrows, use some daggers, we get a wheel and some wood and tools and we'll
be... some tools and I'll be right back.
We'll all go. It's a boys' day. Boys' shopping trip. Don't worry about it. Or about you staying with the ladies?
Pooh and his bushwees.
All right. So they're heading up towards wherever they're going. So Emran, Aileen, and Orbog, what are you guys doing?
Facials.
Isn't Wilder with us too?
No, Wilder came with the guys. You know, for the boys' trip.
Rude. Okay.
I would just, you know, I'm going to hold Rhoda as long as she wants to be held, and then kind of, I don't know, is taking a nap an option? I know I just woke up, but...
Aileen is going to just kind of putter around and do little things that need to be done.
Like washing the rocks.
Starting a cook fire. Making sure that packs are packed.
Orbog.
Yes, traitor.
Yes, about that. That was what I was going to talk to you about. I just wanted... this isn't an apology. I just wanted to inform you. This is more of like a FYI, I guess. It's been, you know, I think for everyone, a rough few hours/days. /weeks in general. And given everything, I want to rescind my previous threat. That's it.
Rescinding it?
I'm taking it back. Returning it to myself.
Okay.
Just to say that I'm not sorry I said it, but I'm not planning on following through on it right now. So I just, you know, I don't know.
Okay, so I don't need this. And he's going to take off the armor.
Well, I mean, given everything, I think having armor on is a good idea.
You were wearing that even when she was unconscious.
Yeah.
Did you think she was going to jump out of a dead sleep and just unalive you?
Well, I wasn't really focused on me when she was unconscious.
You were sleeping in a tin can. That can't be comfortable.
No, it's not. And I also have these really cool magic tattoos that are still transferred to me, so I, you know, don't really need armor that good. I was just, you know.
That's the one that made it so you couldn't be found, right? Isn't that?
Is that the fancy armor?
Yes, but it sounds like everybody's dead, so.
It sounds like a lot of people are, except the people that need to be, actually. Which I don't know about you, but I would like to have changed. Personally, I would very much like it if that changed.
So how concerned are we about Rhoda? Should Rhoda wear the armor?
I don't think anyone's coming after Rhoda.
I don't think it's people coming after Rhoda that I'm most concerned about. So,
Hey, Em?
Yes?
What is this dry, crusty brown stuff underneath my fingernails?
That's dirt.
Chocolate.
Honey. Yeah.
Dirt?
Yep.
Tastes kind of irony.
Why? Well, maybe don't
lick
the dirt. There have been a lot of questionable substances happening out there.
It's dirty. It's dirty dirt.
We'll just go wash your hands. That's what we'll do. We'll just go clean you up. Because it's been a day. I know I said that already, but...
Why are we underground?
Yes.
Lots of things were happening, and it was no longer safe to be above ground.
Yes.
That's the down low.
Some very... dangerous things were happening, and it's safer here now.
All right. And she kind of trots around to the other side of Orbog, pulls out a band, pulls up one side of Orbog's hair, puts it in a ponytail, and the other one in another ponytail, puts Orbog in pigtails.
They're bonding.
That's so
just
sweet.
What I wanted. Yeah, this is what I wanted.
The fact that he's letting her do that. I never could get Arlen to hold still long enough.
You just have to get bigger than them, and then you can hold them down. That's what I learned as a big sister.
I mean, I was considerably bigger than him. Have you ever seen a baby halfling?
No.
They are, exactly, they're very tiny. You lose them quickly.
Do baby halflings have enough hair?
Are they a quarterling or an eighthling?
To style?
Oh, he was quite hairy.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's the baby Pusa. Was it a halfling?
No. It's not normal. Arlen was a bit of a freak.
Oh, I see. He did seem like that when I met him.
Rhoda, I'm happy you're alive.
Yeah, you're all right.
Thanks.
Well, we're going to go back to the three guys because...
Everyone sits awkwardly in a corner underground.
Yeah.
All right. Are we here yet? Are there yet?
You're the one leading the way.
Oh, yes, I am. Right through here, and...
So this just leads right outside, correct? Like, right into...
It actually leads up to the basement of the tower.
You're right, okay. The basement of the tower. That's right.
So this should be the basement.
I open the...
The basement of what? Where? I don't know where we're going. You know, I forgot to ask.
The tower. You know, the...
Oh, yeah. Tower. Okay. I'm keeping up. I've now plotted a map in my head of where we are in the city. Great.
Oh, good. Yeah. Your turn to lead, then.
So we're just going up the stairs, then?
Yes.
Then I will lead us up the stairs.
Did Pooh just get passive-aggressive?
Not intentionally.
All right, you guys get up the stairs and you open the door and you see a bunch of refugees. Just like it last time, the last time Wilder and Pooh were here, it was kind of sparse in this basement. But now, like, there's a bunch of people down here, and they're all piled up along the hallways and whatnot.
This doesn't seem and, sanitary.
And Wilder, you see Emran's mother serving food and tending to the refugees that are huddled in this basement. And when you turn to look at the staircase that you know goes up, you notice that the covering that was over the top of it, the trap door, so to speak, has been shut, and there has been boards put across it, the entry area.
Real quick, I assume I would have learned Emran's mom's name during that conversation.
You know, I would assume that I probably would have known it too, being the DM, but I don't.
Hang on.
Oh, it's Emran's mom. That's her name, right?
I don't want to address somebody as, hey, you.
Her name is Hessa.
Excuse me, Hessa, could I, I know you're busy.
Yes, you again.
Hi, wow, a lot has gone on since I talked to you earlier.
Yeah, that was because night happened, but, how can I help you? Do you need assistance?
John, I assume I would know, is there room for more people down where we came from?
Yeah, I mean, there's a whole tunnel system underneath Towerfall.
Okay. I just wanted to get a better picture of what we were doing. actually, my friends and I, Callum and Pooh, this is Emran's mom. You might be able to figure that out. You don't see a lot of Fauntas here, but...
Hello.
Hello again.
Hello.
Yeah, we're actually coming up to gather some things. We came from the tunnel system through this door. So
is that where that door goes to? There's a sign on it that says "Danger, do not enter." So everybody's been kind of steering clear of it.
Yeah, Emran was. She's just making sure that nobody went in there, just in case there was dangerous things.
That sounds like her.
So far, no dangerous things, really, that I know of. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. How's everyone doing up here?
Well, there was more of us, or more of them, rather. I've been here since before the excitement happened.
Excitement, like?
Well, like, just, you know, I guess, like, tentacles came from someplace?
Yes.
I've been living down here for several months now. But let's see here. Which I guess those tentacles drove a bunch of people into the tower. And the door that accesses the basement opened up on its own, or at least that's what I've been told. And of course, with random tentacles, people were a bit reluctant to come down here at first, but last night there was I don't mean to generalize, as she looks at Pooh. She goes, but there was a lot of... Well, they just look like zombie versions of you. And she points at Pooh.
Hey,
zombie.
Hey, Pooh.
Yes?
Does that sound familiar?
Were they, like, kind of glowy, transparent-like?
Yeah, and they started opening people up like Christmas presents. And so everybody ran down here and we barred the door.
Yeah, it's not Christmas, though, you know?
No.
Yes, yeah, we've met them before. They're not very friendly, that is for sure.
No.
Different clan.
So maybe you might, I mean, just for the sake of coming through here, you might want to try to look like something else for the time being. I don't want to generalize, but some people are here kind of traumatized and they may not be able to tell the difference.
I had a hat for that, and now I just have a bowl hat.
Until you know, put my cloak on and put your little hood up. You do.
Little hood.
Don't you have a cloak? Don't you have another cloaks as well?
Yes, I believe so.
Just, you know, put the hood up. Would you like to put on the Mickey Mind Flayer hat?
That'll do.
I pull out my cloak and put it on and pull my hood over. Okay.
And she goes, I don't intend to
I completely
offend.
Understand. I've been a bugbear my whole life, and let's just say that it happens. You know, you're Imran's mom, correct? Right?
Yes, I am. You're familiar with my M.
Oh, yes. Wonderful. Lovely. Beautiful.
Oh, she's right.
And what?
Nothing.
Where was I? She's ran into just a tiny spot of trouble with her chair. You know the one. You do know.
Yeah. Well, she built the chair, so I'm not super familiar with how it works. But.
Right. I was wondering if she may have any older versions that she left around or tools.
You would have to ask her about that. The circumstances by which I ended up leaving my home were rather unpleasant.
Completely understandable. I
haven't been back again for several months.
Yes, I just thought I would ask, because we're trying to find some tools to help her repair it.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you. Well, you are a very thoughtful bugbear.
Well, I do try. Thank you. And thank you for your work here.
Have the three of you eaten? Can I get you some food?
We've got a little time to eat, right?
I mean, I do have some leftover chili mac. I'm sorry. I just gave that to you yesterday.
I didn't get any yesterday, so.
It was very
chili
good.
Pot pie.
Chili pot pie. Sorry, chili mac was what I had for dinner.
Yeah, the chili pot pie is very, very good. I'm not quite hungry. I don't mean to be rude, but
No offense taken.
She
gestures to the two of you. Would you care for some, or can I get you anything else?
I'll take a smidge, but we're kind of in a. Well, we've got to save the world.
Yeah,
you know?
We got some shopping to do first, and then we got to save the world.
Okay, well, tell you what. Let me go ahead and fix you a plate, and you can just take it and eat as you go.
A walking chili pot pie. Now we're talking.
That sounds wonderful. You know, when this is all over, I think we should open up a food truck, Pooh. A food cart. Just.
Oh.
Chili pot pies to go.
Chili pot pies to go and some finger food.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That'd be great.
Gross. All right, so she trots off and comes back. Actually, something that Emran had noticed, that the rest of you would have noticed as well about her, is that her back left leg is in a wooden contraption that comes down and has a wheel on it. So she also has a
mobility device.
It's sort of like a wheelchair for one limb sort of thing.
Callum?
Yeah.
Don't get any ideas.
I wasn't going to take that one. It's not quite big enough.
A slightly larger one. She comes back and she's got two paper plates. She hands it out, and there's a mound of chili with a crust of cornbread on the top of it.
Oh, this looks delicious.
And then she hands you some plastic utensils, and she's like, I wish I could give you some better serving implements for this.
Honestly,
but,
the fact that she gave us utensils at all, yeah, like, Callum already has a handful of it.
who shoved the whole, like, paper plate and everything into his mouth?
Oh,
wow. Yes.
I haven't been a bugbear my whole life, only most of it, so I can't quite digest plates the same way as him.
Wait, there's a plate with that? Oops.
I've always been proud of the mayonnaise.
Just some fiber.
Well, what a healthy appetite you have. Well, I'm glad I was able to help you out. If you guys need anything else, please let me know. I'm supposing you probably are trying to get to the surface then.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Also, just in case, as I said, through that door, there's a series of tunnels. You should be able to find Embrun.
Well, I'll tell you what. Being as I am not super great with directions, I'll say when you come back, you can lead us there.
Okay.
Great.
Done and done.
Guys, we should probably go.
Let's do it.
Let's hit the road.
She goes up and she kind of takes the wooden bar off the door and reaches over and grabs a lever and pulls it, and the floor, rather the ceiling, starts to raise, and she goes, be quick, I need to shut this soon.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna give us all a quick pass without trace in case there might be more of these, you know, whatever they are up here. That sounds good to all of you.
Sure.
I am the knight, or the day in this case.
And as you guys get to the top and the door starts to close back down and becomes one with the floor again. And as you look around, the scene it's pretty gruesome. Not to go into too much detail, but you've seen cleaner slaughterhouses.
Yeah, I know that this was probably the wrong time to mention this, but do you think we should have left one of the sending stones with them?
Yeah, I actually just thought about that.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh well. That's laid plans. I guess we're off to the store, and we'll... I'm trying not to look at all this, but, you know, we'll... this.
Yeah, let's just make it quick.
3 hours later.
Before we leave, would I notice if there are any military people that could have weapons on them? Or is this very much
anyone
just
that looks
common
wealthy
folk?
With gems?
I'm going to tell you this. Being able to discern an entire person, let alone who they were when they were amongst the living, is difficult.
You said opened like Christmas presents, so we should be able to see everything already.
trust me, you seeing everything that was on the inside of that Christmas present.
Am I seeing any gems? Were there any of those inside the Christmas presents?
Gold teeth.
Okay. Let me rephrase my question. Would I see weapons scattered anywhere that appear useful?
Okay, that would be a more practical question for the situation.
I'm just used to having to find and loot bodies.
Oh, you're used
in my
to having
imagination.
To do that? Yeah.
Stay in my here. Imagination, okay. I do it.
For those of you who are trying to loot this massive viscera, go ahead and roll a investigation check, please.
Callum is not lucky for Christmas this year.
19.
4.
6.
Call again for us, Pooh.
Call again like the water?
Call again. Okay. Yeah, you find a dagger. And it's... the blade of it is kind of a swirl of obsidian and steel, and the hilt is a completely black spun leather, and at the base it's just like it looks like a normal dagger, with the exception of just this oddly colored blade.
Okay. Considering it's an oddly colored blade, I would like to cast Detect Magic.
Oh, it lights up.
Okay.
And hold on, let me give you the school, because that's a part of Detect Magic. School of Magic is Illusion.
Okay. Alrighty then. Did you guys find anything worthwhile? I found this.
Oh, we're looking for things.
Nope. I found some water. I think it's water.
I got a little distracted by this.
Sorry. Okay.
What did you find? Well, you said something.
This dagger. It's interesting. And I show it to them.
You should use it.
Yeah, I'm picking up some kind of, like, illusory magic.
What'd you just call me?
I'm picking up some illusion magic. Which is interesting. So
maybe it's not even a dagger at all. Maybe it's a sword disguised as a dagger.
That would be... I don't know, that'd be super useful. You never know. But could be, I suppose.
Magic's weird, but... Callum, you're uncomfortable. We can leave. Sorry.
It's not so much that I'm uncomfortable. Focus. It's just that I can't find a space to stand that isn't, you know, occupied.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Let's keep moving.
Yeah.
Get some stuff. Get back.
Attempt to not draw too much attention to ourselves, as I don't want to fight a bunch of ghosty bugbears. But I will if I have to, but, you know.
I think they only come out at night.
That's when the freaks are out.
It is morning right now, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
Great. Well, let's go find some daggers, some arrows, some gems, and a wheel and tools.
Yep.
Okay, I'll follow you. I've kind of found a dagger. I could always use more, of course.
Wonderful. Hey, Poe, do you remember where that shop was that you got your bowl at?
The bowl shop? Yes.
Was I with you when you got that bowl? Was I there? No. I don't think I was. No. Do you think you could get back there? Because I like
of
to go there.
Of course I can. I most definitely can get to the bowl shop. Yeah, I got to the bowl shop.
I'd like to go into the bowl shop, please. How is it looking in the state of, you know, the world?
It's kind of leveled. Like, the majority of Towerfall is pretty much destroyed.
I'd like to... you know, pick through and see if there are any remaining bowls that are alive that look pretty expensive.
What is it with the two of you and expensive-looking bowls?
I have purposes for my bowls, okay?
This is part of our grand plan. You're missing out.
I'm gonna need expensive bowl.
Yeah, we're gonna have an expensive cereal buffet. That's what we're
doing. You're gonna make a hero's feast. I gotcha. All right.
This is something that just came to me right now, but I realized I need a bowl and not just gems for it, so... Well, we happen to know where a bowl shop is in Towerfall, so I'd like to find one.
You know, all right,
Yeah.
As you're searching for a bowl...
Are you looking for a bowl?
Yeah. That's why you wanted to go to the bowl shop.
Want to use my bowl?
Your bowl is a little broken, I think, if I recall.
No, it works. It's magical. Well,
it's magical. What does it look like?
If you put a bunch of jewels in it, you're supposed to see things.
This is the bowl. This isn't the bowl that he got from the bowl shop. This is the bowl that he got from...
I see.
Stumblefoot.
Yeah.
There's Stumblefoot's scrying bowl that's made out of electrum.
Okay, so if you have the most useful metal in the world, so you have... Sorry, did that come out sassy? Didn't mean it to be.
Even plastic's worth more.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Hold on. Now let me see if I'm understanding you and what you just said correctly. You take this electrum bowl that someone went out of their way to make, and then you put a bunch of gems in it, and then you can see something.
I think that's what I was told.
Do you see a bowl full of gems?
I think you can see whatever you want.
Oh, I see. How does this bowl look in general? You know, price-wise.
Round.
It's a pretty slick bowl. Callum, go ahead and make an arcana check.
Oh, oh. I'm pretty sure I have a zero to that, but I do an 18.
You can tell that this is a bowl that was intended for the practice of scrying.
Perfect. You know, that is a wonderful bowl, and I'd like you to keep it, as I'm pretty sure I also can scry. However, what I'm currently think of will, you know, the magic will kind of eat it up, and I don't want to eat up your nice bowl.
Okay.
I put it back on my head, and then I start looking for a bowl with Callum in the rubble here.
All right, one of you make a investigation check with advantage.
You or me?
I think you probably, based on
okay,
how intelligent I am.
That's a 16.
Okay.
Was that with advantage?
Oh, that's not with advantage. You did say advantage.
I'm helping.
17.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah, after about an hour of searching
an
through
hour?
The bowl,
that's a long time for the bowl.
Bro, you're literally digging through the remains of someone's life.
Yep.
Trying to find a bowl that's not broken.
I'm doing it for my friend Callum.
Right, but what I'm saying is that's going to take some time. Like, an hour is not bad.
We've got, you know, as I'm concerned, we have most of the day. If we don't have to worry until nighttime, so we should be all right.
But you do find a fairly exquisite golden bowl that is bejeweled with amethyst and opal.
Perfect. This is exactly what I needed.
It would make a very good hat.
Are you guys about done yet?
Oh, yeah.
We found a bowl.
Yep, we got one.
It's kind of cute. You might say it's... Wait for it. Adorable. That was worth
it. That was a really good one, Pooh. I like that. Callum puts it on his head.
Oh, very smart.
Yes, just to keep an eye on it.
You want us to look for a bowl for you? We can be the Bowl Hat Club.
The Bowl Boys.
The Bowl Boys.
No, I'm fine.
All right, well, I almost said me and myself, but that's what I'm so used to. It's been a long time.
We could just be the Bull Boys and Wilder, I guess.
Yeah.
Doesn't
if you switched around, you could say Wilder Bull Boys, and then it sounds like we're crazy.
Wilder and the Bull Boys.
There you go.
I do like that. All right.
Great. So now we need daggers, arrows, a wheel, and tools. We're doing well. And gems if we find any, but, you know, I'm pretty happy with the bowl.
Meanwhile, underneath the city...
The other three are still staring at each other.
I feel like I just interrupted JS's Sudoku game.
No, it's baseball.
So do you guys like crossword puzzles?
Where do you have any?
I don't. I don't do small talk.
Ah, gotcha. I don't either, but I tend to find it's better just to be quiet than to try.
I find that as well.
Makes for great podcasting.
I'm sure our, do we have anything around here that can help fix your battle wheelchair?
I can look, but it kind of seems as though we are just in a cave.
Indeed, we are just in a cave.
I'm pretty sure that I have, well, you know, I have a hammer and a crowbar, but...
I also have a hammer.
I can kind of, you know, work out the bumps, but I don't have anything that can kind of fill them in again at the end, if you know what I mean.
Well, what about some beef sticks? Would that help?
How?
I have some.
I don't mean to sound critical, but how? Just, I don't know, how?
You said fill in some bumps, so I'm thinking
that is
like...
There. I did say that. I did. That's on me. Like... I was not clear in my communication.
That'd be awesome if we had some licorice. Maybe you could.
That does sound very
black
good.
Black licorice.
Oh no, I only like the red kind.
Oh, yeah.
Great, I'm going to go back to being quiet now.
Rhoda walks up to you, Em, and she goes, "So, where do we pee down here?"
I believe that that corner has been established. That's where
and
the smells.
Privacy.
I can hold up a towel.
Oh, I can cast invisibility on you, darling. You want me to do that?
I can turn around. It's really not
work,
my
though?
Thing.
Does that make the urine invisible as well?
That's very interesting.
There's only one way to find out, honestly.
Oh my god. Change scenes quick.
So I was wondering. I just had this crazy thought, Wilder. What if you were invisible and had to go pee?
And that's the show, everybody. Good night, and thanks for...
So, we broke Celeste.
You have been listening to the Playing Games with Strangers podcast with the voices of John Haryu, Catherine Serwinski, Dave Clements, J.S. Earls, Celeste Mora, Josiah Crandall, Eric Campagno, and Steve MacDonald. The theme music was written and performed by Steve Arthur, used with permission. Find more of his music on Facebook or wherever you purchase music digitally. Please review this podcast wherever you download it from to help other podcasters find our podcast and join our community. And once again, thank you for listening.
A massive thanks to our Blade Level patrons, Julie Earls, Aaron Peckham, Amanda Clements, Branson Boykin, Debbie Roth, Matthew Cosby, and Random Encounters. Learn more and see how you can support the show by going to patreon.com/playinggameswithstrangers.